Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, solar activity continues to hold at very low level. The daily smooth sunspot number has dropped to 5, single digits, 5, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70. That means that high frequency propagation over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths, that's multi-hop paths, on frequencies above about 11 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above that cutoff point of about 11 megahertz on daylight paths will be satisfactory. Here is a small summary I made recently of spectrum occupancy notes here in Melbourne in our pre-sunrise period. This is between 1600 and 1630, with good reception from most all continents in the 11 megahertz, 13 megahertz and 7 megahertz bands, and this is the summary. 11, 5, 6, 0, All India Radio, with a very strong signal with its international service. 11, 6, 7, 0, The Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines, its programs in Tibetan. And 11695, Radio Fardar, the IBB station from the USA, broadcasting from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines in Cambodian. And 11725, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Albania with transmissions in Arabic. Radio Zanzibar on 11735 with its national service. The station is not audible every day. It seems as though the schedule varies during the week. Anyway, when it is on the air, it's heard well here in Melbourne. 11790, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, broadcasting from Nauen in Germany, with programs in Somali. And 11815, the Voice of Turkey with its Turkish programs. 11850, an interesting frequency assignment, the Voice of America from the relay base in the Vatican Radio, or Vatican Radio Relay, carrying Voice of America programs in Kurundi to Africa. And 12005, Radio Fardar, the IBB station, broadcasting from Biblis in Germany in Persian. Call 050 WEWN, the American religious station with Spanish programming. And 13590, the Voice of America, carrying Diwa programming in Pashto with programs from the Lampethine relay station in Germany. And 13765, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria de Galleria with programming in Swahili. 13640, All India Radio in Persian, signing on at 1615. Now in the 41 metre band, these occupancies, frequency occupancies were noted. Again, 1600 through to 1630. 7255, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in English. 7275, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul in
Republic of Korea with programs in Korean. And 7285, station known as Radio Seabreeze, that's a Japanese translation of a station broadcasting, well, it's actually a political broadcasting station with programming in Japanese from the Yamata transmitting station. 7315, China Radio International with programs in Vietnamese from Kunming. And another frequency for China Radio International, just up from that one, 7325, again from Kunming in Turkish. 7360, Vatican Radio, an interesting reciprocal use of a transmitting site operated by the IVB. This is from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines with programs in Russian. That's a reciprocal relay because the Vatican Radio, as I mentioned a moment ago, broadcasts over Vatican, Voice of America broadcasts over relay facilities in the Vatican, and conversely, the Vatican uses IBB facilities for its programs. 7375, the station in Iran, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Iran, with programs in Bengali. 7390, English from Radio New Zealand International, that's a recently introduced frequency for that station. And 7465, the BBC from the Transit Relay Station, the Far Eastern Station, broadcasting in Dari. And 7515, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, broadcasting in the Tajik language from the relay station at Udon in Thailand. 750, noted in Europe between 1100 and 1330. Actually, the frequency was measured as 9749.8, just a little bit down from the nominal 9750, with Arabic to North and East Africa. On the same frequency at the same time, Radio Japan, NHK World, broadcasting from the Yamata transmitting station in Japan, with programs in Japanese to East Asia, and the antenna there is 300 kilowatts, and the antenna is 290 degrees. Also from South Korea, 9630, Korean Broadcasting System World Radio, to Southern Asia, noted 1355 to 1400 with 250 kilowatts and antenna 264 degrees. And Radio Taiwan International, heard in Bulgaria from the Wolferton relay station in England on 3955 between 1900 and 2000, programs to Western Europe in German. And transmitting power is 250 kilowatts, 250, and the antenna 114 degrees. Same frequency in the same relay station, that's Wolferton, and 3955, is then used for relays of KBS World Radio between 2000 and 2100 to Western Europe in German, and from 2100 to 2200 to Western Europe in French. And yet another frequency for KBS World Radio from Wolferton in England is 6045, heard in the morning period in Europe between 0700 and 0800 in Korean to Western Europe. And that's 250 kilowatts, 250 kilowatts, and the antenna 105 degrees. And WWCR, broadcasting on 4840 in the 60 metre band, to Eastern North America in English, noted in Europe in the European morning period at 0700 to 0730. Now those observations were acknowledged to the SWLDX Bulgaria newsletter, which is a newsletter produced by persons in Bulgaria monitoring made in Eastern Europe recently. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.